With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New poll shows most Americans are very uncomfortable with the Supreme Court playing a key role in elections.
Asked how much they trust the high court to make the right decisions in cases related to the 2024 election, 58% responding to the CNN poll answered either not at all or just some. Only 11% said they trust the court a great deal. The court is set to hear arguments this month in Donald Trump's challenge to a state Supreme Court ruling in Colorado, barring him from appearing on the primary ballot. Bob Agner reporting.
It's a storm of historic proportions, unleashing record levels of rain over parts of Southern California, weather sending mud and boulders down hillsides dotted with multi-million dollar homes, and so far has knocked out power to some 830,000 people, virtually all of Southern California under flash flood advisories. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden and House Speaker Johnson playing hardball over aid to Israel.
Even though the president supports emergency funding for Israel, he would veto the standalone aid package proposed by House Republicans. In a statement, the White House called the bill a cynical political maneuver designed to weaken bipartisan Senate talks on funding for Israel, Ukraine, and the border. House Speaker Mike Johnson shot back, calling the president's veto threat an act of portrayal and accusing Mr. Biden of abandoning our ally in its time of greatest need. Greg Clugston, Washington.
King Charles, diagnosed with cancer, and has begun treatment. Buckingham Palace says the cancer not related to the king's recent treatment for a benign prostate condition. It did not say what form of cancer the 75-year-old monarch has. Statement also says Charles remains wholly positive about his treatment. This is SRN News. Just who are the Christians?
Older folks, mostly. A new survey by the Public Religion Research Institute looks at the religious affiliation of America's various generations, and it finds that about 80% of senior citizens identify as Christian. The percentages drop the younger you go. 76% of baby boomers say they are Christians, along with 68% of Generation X, 54% of Millennials, and 54% of Gen Z. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians on the tiny African island nation of Comoros. The hardline Islamic president reelected, promising more persecution for believers. International Christian Concern says, quote, religious freedom in Comoros is close to nothing. Constitution mandates Islam is the absolute state religion. This is SRN News. A construction firm in South Korea has announced the payment of some $70,000 for each baby born to its employees over the past 2 years.
The founder of Beyond Group says that he's worried that the country itself won't last beyond the next 20 years if it doesn't do more to replace its population. In 2022, the entire country only had 250,000 babies born. Some are questioning the founder of the group himself. He's already served two prison sentences for embezzlement and tax evasion. He was just pardoned last August and allowed to return to management of his company. So it's perhaps not so much of a surprise that he's coming out in a big way supporting government policies at the moment.
Pennsylvania State Courts Agency says some of its online systems are disabled after the website was hit by a cyber attack. So far, no word about paying the hackers. Details at SRNnews.com.